This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Indian economy grew at 7.8% in the third quarter of the current financial year. The growth rate in real GDP during current fiscal is estimated at 7.6% as compared to 7.1% in 2024-25. The Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation today released the new series of annual and quarterly estimates with base year 2022-23. It has replaced the previous series with the base year of 2011-12. The ministry said that financial year 2020-23 has been selected as the base year because it represents a recent normal year after COVID pandemic. Chief Economic Advisor Dr. V. Anant Nageswaran said the economy remains resilient despite global uncertainties, with real GDP growth above 7% for three consecutive years. Briefing media in New Delhi, he termed it a sign of macro resilience. Speaking on the occasion, Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation Secretary Saurabh Garg said GDP growth stood at 7.8% in the December quarter of the current financial year based on the revised 2020-23 base year, while nominal GDP was estimated at 8.9%, adding that the revision aims to present an accurate picture of the economy.
Quarter 3 is coming out at 7.8% with a nominal growth in quarter 3 at 8.9%. There's some changes in the nominal also, which reflects the impact of the double deflation, which has broadly been positive. In last 3 years, the real growth has been over 7%. And the nominal growth rate over the last 3 years is averaging above 9%. And that's very important because these are the numbers when we talk of achieving Viksit Bharat 2047.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country is riding on the reform express with the government simplifying processes, improved ease of doing business and expanding technology-led governance. The Prime Minister was addressing the post-budget webinar on technology reforms and finance for Viksit Bharat through video conferencing today.
Ye desh reform express par sawar hai. Is momentum ko banaye rakhne ke liye हमें न केवल पॉलिसी इंटेंट पर ध्यान देना है बल्कि डिलीवरी एक्सीलेंस पर भी फोकस करना है हमें एआई ब्लॉकचेन और डेटा एनालिटिक्स का व्यापक उपयोग कर ट्रांसपेरेंसी स्पीड और अकाउंटेबिलिटी बढ़ानी होगी.
Prime Minister Modi will visit Rajasthan and Gujarat tomorrow. During his visit to Rajasthan, Mr. Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees in Ajmer. He will also launch a nationwide HPV vaccination drive for girls aged 14 to prevent cervical cancer. Later in the afternoon, the Prime Minister will visit Gujarat and inaugurate the Semiconductor Assembly Test and Packaging Facility in Sanand. President Draupadi Murmu undertook a sortie in the indigenous light combat helicopter Prachand at Air Force Station in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan today. The mission was conducted as a two-aircraft ALCH formation. During the 25-minute mission, they flew over Gadisar Lake and Jaisalmer Fort and attacked a tank target. A Delhi court today discharged Aam Aadmi Party national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia in an excise policy-related corruption case. Special Judge Jitendra Singh said the CBI charge sheet had several lacunae not supported by evidence. The court also discharged 21 others in the matter. Meanwhile, the CBI has decided to appeal in the High Court against the judgment of the trial court. Meanwhile, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said the low court acquitted Mr. Kejriwal and other accused due to lack of evidence. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand were 124 for 4 in 14.3 overs against England in a Group 2 match of Super 8 stage in Colombo when reports last came in. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and elected to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.